Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
The subject today is we will see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Glory to God. We are earthen bound and we are present bound. We are bound to physical life and we cannot see the spiritual life. Only with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to understand spiritual things. We have understood that we are near to the rapture. I've been teaching you a lot about the rapture, about the end time. When I watch the news, I don't just take what they say. You have to listen to what they do not say. The world is a process, the world is in a process of change. What was when I was a child, that is no more. The values that we had at that time are no more. Cheating, lying, speaking against God is a normal thing today. Today we are in a world where anti-Christian communists are reigning. You don't see that openly, but it is true. It is present. The VP candidate of America openly declares communism. And so does Kamala, who wants to be the next president. Communist China is spreading through all the world, declaring their atheistic agenda. Globalists are collaborating with communists and want a world without God. They want the world population to decrease, creating famines in various places. When we talk about economy, the US dollar has been the world's leading currency for decades. World trade was managed by dollars. Now the BRICS countries, they want to break away from the dollar. Originally, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa planned a new world currency. That is where BRICS comes from. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. BRICS has doubled in size with many new members joining. There's Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. These countries consist of nearly half of the world population and 30% of the global economy. There are 40 other countries that are lining up to join the BRICS. What will be the effect of this? The result will be BRICS expansion versus USA and the dollars. After the health crisis instigated by China's biowarfare tactics, or say COVID, BRICS is now targeting our wealth. Russia claims notable goals like sovereign equality and a fair global financial system. But their actions, such as invading Ukraine and proposing a unified currency to challenge the US dollar, influencing producers to shift away from the dollar to their new currency. Imagine a world where half of global trade transactions occur in the BRICS currency. The consequence could be dire for the world to, in a weakened, could be dire for the world, a weakened dollar, soaring costs, stock market collapses, and fragile economy. Every day, items could become unaffordable, severely impacting your purchasing power. In the Revelations, gives a description what is going to happen. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by that, by the wild beasts of the earth. Killing by sword, that is war. Famine is created by terrible people. They want to kill all the cows and all the chicken in the world. I'm not talking stories, that is true. They want to introduce artificial food. Plagues are pandemics that will cover the earth. The weakening of the dollar can cause great economic problems and catastrophes. We have seen since COVID how many companies and shops they closed down, even big shops, big companies. When you go to the city weekly, you can see new shops, new restaurants, new companies that have closed down. The plan of globalists is that everything you owe will be taken by the world government. Whatever you have in your bank account, whatever assets you have, will be taken. They say, you owe nothing and be happy. You owe nothing and be happy. Whatever you want to use, you borrow. You don't have your own car. You don't have your own home, you can borrow from the state. You don't have a mobile phone, you can borrow it from the state. You don't own a house, you can borrow your living place from the state. That is what is going to happen after the rapture. We are on the best way to that. What we see today is a preparation for it. Listen to the plans of the Elites. They say, welcome to 2030. 2030 is only 6 years away. Welcome to my city, or should I say to our city? I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes. It might seem odd to you, but it makes perfect sense for us in this city. Everything you considered a product has now become a service. We have access to transportation, accommodation, food, and all things we need in our daily lives. One by one, all these things become free. So it ended up not making any sense to own anything. Own nothing and be happy. Would you like to live in a world like this? I would. The communists, they tried to do that exactly in the Soviet Union. Everything was belonging to the state. Everybody had the same amount of everything, except the leaders, The communist bosses, they were living in luxury. The rapture is nothing else but an evacuation from the world before the wrath of God is falling on this earth. I told you only a few things, what is happening right now and is going to be fulfilled after the rapture. These signs are signs that Jesus spoke about. He said these signs will come. I could tell you more of the signs of the time, but we would still be here today, tomorrow, because there are so many signs that show. In Luke 21:31, Jesus said, "Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is at hand." When you see these signs, the kingdom of God is at hand. When I look at the signs, I am certain that the rapture is very near. As I was telling you before, I believe that the rapture will take place in the beginning of October. If I'm still here on the 5th of October, I was wrong. But the rapture will come definitely very soon. Many people, they don't like to hear about this. They are too much earthbound. But you cannot love the world and love God at the same time. It's not possible. You want to see your children grow up. You want to see them going to the university. You want to become grandparents. And you want to have a house. And you want to be rich. Well, that is nice. If the world functions as it did in the past. But the world has changed since COVID. Things have changed. Your assets will be taken away, and your children do not go to university, they will learn online. Your children will be indoctrinated and will go their own way. At the Olympics in Paris, they mocked the Jesus and his Last Supper with drag queens and nude people. And the Christians who opposed and demonstrated against this sacrilege, they were arrested, they went to prison. And that was in France. The persecution of Christians will increase. Maybe you go to prison because you're a Christian. Are you listening? You may go to prison because you're a Christian. Stop thinking past time. Stop thinking past time. When you are raptured, you will live in heaven. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. That means things of this world will fade away. It will be absolutely out of your mind. The things of heaven will be most beautiful, brilliant. There is no evil anymore, no sickness, no accidents, no bills to be paid, no trouble with the government. An Nigerian pastor who died and was dead for 5 days, he came back to life. And he said, the things of earth have no relevance anymore. No relevance. He had a wife, he had children. He said, nothing had any relevance. Everything was light. The greatest thing that you will see when you go to heaven, you know what it is? You will see Jesus face to face. You will see the Father face to face. Our opening verse says, But you will see Jesus. I will see Jesus. What a beauty. What a joy to see Jesus face to face. He who gave his life for us. He who suffered for us. Because of him, we are in heaven. Recently, when I was praying, I was thinking about the rapture, and then the Lord gave me the title of this message: We Will See Jesus. Paul wrote in Romans 8, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. Whatever you suffer, whatever you enjoy, has no comparison to the glory that is ahead of us. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, it says, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not been revealed what shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We shall see him. You should jump and dance and be happy about this. Seeing Jesus will transform our lives. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Face to face. We shall see him face to face. What a glory! When you stand before Jesus and say, Jesus, I love you. You see him. Our aim should be to see him more and more in our lives. As we grow to see more of the glory, of his glory, it progressively changes us into his image. Now we believe in Jesus. We preach the gospel of Jesus. And then we shall see the one whom we believed on. And we shall see the one whom we preach to others. Revelation chapter 22, verse 4. It says, They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. They will see his face. Have you ever thought of that? Who has ever thought to see the face of Jesus? Paul wrote about what we will see. 2 Corinthians 3:16. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. We shall be changed. We shall see him. When we see him, we are different. I'm looking forward to see Jesus. If you think the rapture is something that you're afraid of, think about what is coming after the rapture. To see Jesus face to face. To see the Father face by face. Glory to Jesus. I've got a picture how Jesus looked like while he was here on earth. This is a picture of Jesus. But I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus face to face. I'm looking forward to seeing my Father face to face. Now I have questions that I say, oh, when I go to heaven, I want to ask God. But when I go to heaven, I will not have any more questions because everything is clear. The one who loved us more than anything, we will see. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the one who ever was. While the world will groan in pain and agony, we will enjoy the face of the Lord. What a glory that will be. The time is close. Our fathers were talking about the rapture and they were waiting for it. But we are the generation that will experience it. What globalists and communists and racists, whatever plan they have for next year is terrible. They have already planned a pandemic for next year. They have already planned a lockdown for next year. It will bring unequal trouble, pandemics, lockdowns, war, and soaring prices. They will decide where and when people will travel. They will dictate how the left behinds have to live. Those who have rejected Jesus as Lord will pay the price for their behavior. So the question is, how do you see Jesus and his glory now? Then what difference will seeing Jesus and his glory make in your life? Does it change your life? I hope that expectation to see Jesus face to face will elevate you. Don't think earthbound. Think heavenbound. Don't think of the physical and say, oh, it has gone on for thousands of years. It will just go on as it is. No, it has not. Because it has changed in 2020. When the COVID was here. Don't think in the physical. We are privileged to experience what the Bible has promised thousands of years ago. We are experiencing it in our days. We are going to see Jesus. People, we are going to see Jesus face to face. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. We'll see the Father, whom has never any human being has seen the Father. And we are going to see him. Praise the Lord. What glory that is. What brilliance that is. What wonderful thing that is. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.